Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Hookman Cemetery, everyone's heard of it, right?
Yes.
So what really happened there? You know?
Yeah. What's the real deal?
So you don't know. So that's a no?
I know about the guy with the hook and the person.
Let me talk to Michael. Michael Balava, author of Wicked Bridgeport and Wicked New Haven. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So what's the real deal with Hookman Cemetery?
Now, Hookman Cemetery, the setting itself is what helps offer to this story. It's set back in the woods in Seymour, Connecticut, on Great Hill, which is one of the earliest the settlers approaching. They came into Seymour the earliest onto Great Hill, and the old gravestones on the side of the incline, and the earliest stone is 1784.
Wow.
So it's an old cemetery in the woods. It's
Road. Hold on 1 second, Michael. Phil, who was president in 1784? I just want to get
1784.
Yeah.
That'd be Biden, wouldn't it?
No. No, he was around, but he wasn't president. I'm just curious.
1784.
Just to get a perspective.
Right. Who was
And this graveyard is just off of Great Hill. So when you go, there's this rotary.
Uh-huh.
And you got to turn it, then and get to the cemetery. It's very creepy.
Gotcha.
And who would see a hill and say, this looks like a good place to dig graves?
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Go half up the hill, cart the body up there and, dump
right.
it in. Yeah.
1784, you said?
Yes.
Oh, we didn't have an official president. George Washington took office April 30th of 1789.
Wow. Okay, so right. we didn't
Anarchy.
Even have a president
Anarchy.
Yet.
We had a cemetery.
Yeah.
Okay, that's how old this cemetery is.
Thomas Mifflin was the president of the Continental Congress.
Mifflin?
Mifflin.
Mifflin.
Did he make tires later on? Mifflin tires.
All right. All right, Michael.
Yep, and it's on what is now called Cemetery Road. Off of the rotary, there were homes in the area, and I'm sure that there are cellar holes from the Holbrook family, early settlers here in Seymour. The thing about the story is that, and there's been a few. We've been talking about paranormal activity that we have documented, eyewitnesses, the police, and firefighters. This situation with Hookman Cemetery, and by the way, the official name is Great Hill Cemetery.
Yeah.
On Hookman Cemetery. The story goes that there was a caretaker that worked the cemetery, and they had a hook arm, and he assaulted
At the end of his arm, whole arm was a hook,
like a pirate,
at
the end of his hand, like a prosthetic that no longer had hand, and they substituted a hook at that time,
right.
And he either abused or murdered a child. The story is that it went into the cemetery after dark, and he was caught, and he was hung there in the cemetery. And
maybe he was just trying to tap the kid on the back.
Hey,
oops.
My bad.
Oh,
my
damn
bad.
It.
Sorry. Just get
it's this darn hook.
And the legend goes, if you drive to the cemetery at night, pull your car over, and wait, you will hear eventually scratching on the side of your car or the roof, and that is the hookman, the caretaker, warning you that you do not belong here on Cemetery Road.
Hey, nice. Move your car, for Christ's sake.
That story about the couple that go there and make out, and then he goes out, take a leak, and then says, don't get out of the car, and then some noise, and then he doesn't come back, and then she hears scraping on the roof of the car, and she gets out, and it's him hanging upside down, and it was his fingernail scratching across the roof. Is that connected to that cemetery, that story?
I have not heard that story connected with Hookman's, and there's variations on that, that there may have been a person that was falsely accused of a crime. Again, that man was hung from a tree near the cemetery, and it is his ghost that haunts the site.
Oh, you want to hang in the cemetery.
Always
yes.
But that's interesting because you mentioned about the person hanging upside down. There's always a focus on somebody who's been killed there by hanging in the tree.
Can I tell you, my fingernails are so short, if I'm hanging upside down, you're not going to hear a noise on the roof.
No, you're going to hear screws like from your fingers.
I'll stop rocking back and forth because my fingers will stop me.
Right, right. Yeah.
Are your nails long enough to scratch along a roof?
No.
No.
Nope.
It's short.
Yep.
All right. Anything else we need to know about Hookmans?
Well, the whole thing gets me because what kind of caretaker is going to rake leaves if he has one hand?
Well, he used that one hand to rake.
Exactly.
He used, the hook to pull.
Exactly.
The story, I mean, based on the other things that we've talked about in the past,
hold on one
really
second.
Smacks of urban legend.
Hold on. Let's play this out.
Okay.
You're a caretaker, right?
Right.
Does that mean you have to dig the graves, too?
I think so.
No, I think just upkeep.
Okay.
Yeah, the grave
so
digger.
You're not digging.
Right. Grave diggers back then.
Because that would be
hard. Would dig the grave.
Yeah.
Because now you're pulling.
Yeah, he's more the caretaker. Like he, trims the weeds and whatnot.
All right, but if you're digging the grave with a hook, you're pulling up on the shovel.
Yeah.
And that thing's going to go.
Exactly.
Damn it.
Yep. Yeah,
lost
put it back on again. Yep. Get some duct tape.
Raking leaves. Did they even care about leaves back then? Like, this is 1784. Did they say, hey, you know these leaves, we got to rake these up?
Yeah.
Like, what did a caretaker do?
I'm guessing trim the grass, maybe? With that sickle thing?
No trees in the area.
Maybe he had a sickle attachment on his arm.
Right. Yeah, it was like the original Leatherman tool.
Right.
Yeah, he could pop one out and then pop a different one.
Right.
Now for
like
my plier tool.
Army knife.
Right.
I got to cut the grass.
Exactly.
Hey.
Now for a corkscrew.
What does that?
A little wine. Yeah. Yeah, the tough part is wiping your butt. Woohoo!
That is tough.
You have to use the other hand, yeah.
At night, you can hear him scream.
All right, sorry, Michael. Go ahead.
No. You're right there.
Was there anything else left of the Hookman Cemetery story?
Those are the two stories that people keep going back to again and again.
Those popular stories.
Right.
Always, always, always with the caretaker, always with the hook.
Right.
Hookman Cemetery.
So we don't know for a fact if the Hookman murdered someone.
No, no.
We don't know for a fact if he was hung in the cemetery.
Correct, on both counts.
There are no records.
Wow.
Oh, the ghost, no.
You know what? Because the records back then were a pain in the ass. You had to cut down a tree.
Right.
Make one of those
skulls. Parchments, yes. Right. Then you had to get a feather. Right. Find some ink and dip it in.
A lot of work.
Everybody just keep a mental note of this,
okay? Yeah.
No problem,
Right. Just pass it down through the generations.
Right,
say that'll be good enough.
Tell everybody what happened here. Yeah, I forgot already.
Hard enough they had to chisel those gravestones. If you go to Hookman Cemetery and walk through, it is very creepy because the tombstones are so old.
Yeah, they're like all bent and whatnot.
They're crooked.
They're bent and crooked.
Yeah,
they are. There's a lot of leaning. Some are broken in half. They fell down and they just left them in the ground and let the grass grow around them.
That's cool.
I'm good.
Not at night. But they're just worn down from weather, and it's
you can barely read them.
Creepy.
Yep.
Right.
The one creepy thing about the cemetery now is that there is a grave. Oh, I'm going to say mid 19th century, so it's the middle of the 1800s, and it's looks like a granite pillar, four sided. One of the sides is missing, and I would not do it, but you could go in and look down. I don't know if it leads down into the grave.
Ooh.
I don't know what it leads to, but there's an entrance there in one of the graves.
Michael, if you're writing these books, don't you have to go there and look?
Yes, I know. I found that itself. I thought that was okay.
I flashed light down. Some guy was smiling back at me.
Let's move on to the Village of Little People.
Oz?
The Village of the Little People.
That is
a very creepy sight.
Hold on.
There they are.
Poor Michael, he keeps wanting to tell us.
Michael should have known better.
Yeah, Michael should have known better.
You got up for this, man.
All right.
That's wonderful. But if you hear that in the woods, now turn around and leave.
Yeah.
Because, the Village of the Little People is definitely a very creepy sight. anytime you stumble across ruins in the forest in New England, it's going to, you know, offer really a weird vibe. But there, it's on the Waterbury-Middlebury town line.
Hmm.
And if, once you go into the woods, and I'll give directions in a moment.
Nice.
But there's an arrangement of what look like dollhouses that are just on these little trails around us, the fieldstone ruins of a house. And the legend of this site, that the forest was inhabited by wee folk.
Wee folk?
Pixies, little people.
Right.
And they were commanding that there have a house, a residence built for them. And the couple that live in the ruins now of that stone house, the husband built the wee folk these homes. And eventually what happened was their demands became so strenuous that he went insane. Some say that he murdered his wife, who had been the one communicating with the fairies and imps and goblins. Other people say that the man lived alone. He lived alone, the same story. He was commanded to build, to appease the wee folk, and he built these little dollhouses for them. And they're really intricate. They're made of stone, iron. You could probably see where windows were.
Do you have pictures?
Huh. Yes. Yes, I do.
In your book?
And, I posted some, and I sent them to Ashley yesterday.
Good.
Casey, eye to eye.
You know, and yeah, once they're not all there because knuckleheads have vandalized. You know what time and weather didn't take its toll. That people were taking bids for souvenirs.
Do you think it's possible this guy went nuts before he saw the little people?
Yeah, like maybe they weren't really little.
Maybe it wasn't the little people who made him nuts.
Right.
It was he was nuts, and then he saw the.
He drank like lead-based water, you know, stuff like that.
When you go there. The other part of the story is, and it's really covered over with brush, but you'll see what everybody knows as the throne. And if you sit in the throne, in there's two variations.
Oh, I heard this. Don't do it.
Don't sit in the throne.
What happens?
Yeah, don't sit in the throne. The story goes, and there's a different dates that they give, but the maximum is that the person who sits there has 7 years to live.
Huh.
On the flip side, one person did tell me some years ago that if you have somebody who you don't get along with, I mean a bitter enemy, if you sit in the throne and make that wish that that person should pass away, that person will die within 7 years.
Where's this place?
Who would you go to? Facebook? Like, who would you wish for?
I don't know.
I don't know.
While I'm there, you know?
It's a negative connotation, and I know you'll see the throne once you make it out in the thick brush. Yeah, don't even go by it.
All right, who was on hold, and what were they going to say, Phil? Do you remember?
Yeah, Paul called in. He said that these old cemeteries, they used to have bells that were built at the top of the grave, that there would be like a pole or something that would go down because people were afraid of being buried alive. So if it ever happened, they could pull the pole and ring the bell to let them know that they were still alive.
Oh, gotcha.
Buried underneath the ground.
Yeah, very common.
Wow.
You know, medicine wasn't perfected. People were in comas.
I think that's why we embalm people now.
Yeah, ring the bell for service.
Just like, let's make sure they're dead, okay?
Right, exactly. Remove all your organs, take all the blood out of your body.
Actually, you'd ring the bell and they'd shoot into the ground. Okay, you did now.
Yeah, a premature burial.
Wow.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Yep.
That's why my dad wanted to be cremated.
Concern about that.
He had this reoccurring nightmare that he woke up in his casket.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Underground.
There are other situations, and just as morbid, where there are glass lids on the coffin so you could peer in and see the face of the person.
And you see,
there's a story.
Help! Help!
There's a story of the guy. It just happened last week in India.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They put him in a freezer.
Yep.
It's like, wait a minute.
What's a cold pop?
He's waving at us.
Yep.
Nice pop.
The other thing Paul called in with was the dead bodies would be transported to the gravesite in a whiskey barrel.
Oh, pickled.
Because people were so poor, they would sell the bodies to the medical institutions to do experiments on. So there was some kind of a term that I missed when he was trying to tell me, but they used to transport the bodies in a whiskey barrel.
Wow.
Yeah, this is
what they did. Literally pickled,
right.
Like you said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's guaranteed that if you're in New England and Your town is located next to a medical college. Think of Yale. In the winter months, when the bodies were able to be preserved, they would steal the corpses from the cemetery. Resurrection men, they called them. Ghouls, they called them. And they would take those bodies and sell them, because at that point, autopsies were illegal. You could not experiment on a cadaver.
Oh, man.
And so that's why it had to be done.
Black market.
Illegally.
Oh, yes. All right. We're getting questions, too, for Michael Balava, author of Haunted New Haven, Haunted Bridgeport, Chaz and AJ in the Morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Before we move on, Michael, Tom and Bethany and lots of other tribe members have called in asking about Downs Road.
Oh, Downs Road. Downs Road in Hamden. This is stories of a lot of negative energy, the kind of road that just peters out. The fact that...
Hold on one second, Michael.
Yeah.
AJ, any jokes there?
Oh, tons.
Okay, Michael, go ahead.
And the situation there, I'm trying to think if it's... It was originally an entire road, you know, in Hamden and Bethany, but now it's closed on both ends, and it's abandoned. I'm not sure if it's vampirism. I'm trying to remember, you know, what's going on at Downs Road. And that I'm going to have to think about in a second when it comes to me. I know that the site is really haunted.
Look that one up, and we'll have you back on that, if you don't mind.
Yeah, because there's a lot of stories about Downs Road. And I also wanted to comment on the caller that mentioned the resurrection men who steal corpses and sell them to medical schools. It was a major incident in New Haven, downtown New Haven, in 1824, when a girl, and this is in Wicked New Haven, a young girl's body was stolen from West Haven, brought to the Yale Medical School. And when they discovered that the grave had been tampered with, it was actually the father who got a warrant, went into the medical school, it was on Grove Street then, and found her body hidden in a sub-basement. And the result was a huge riot that went over several days. A small army of folks from West Haven and New Haven gathered on the green, and they assaulted the Yale College, the Yale Medical School. They broke all the windows. The students inside actually were boiling whatever they could get that was metal in the building, pewter, anything iron. They were boiling that down so they could pour out of the windows onto the people attacking the college.
Jeez!
Ooh, heavy metal.
And finally, it was settled when the militia, the state militia, came out, assembled on the green with artillery, and that's what stopped the rioting.
Huh. Wow.
And that was New Haven, 1824, when,
when your time ran out.
Michael?
Spooky.
Michael!
Talking about the haunted places in Connecticut, Michael Balava's on. We lost connection with you at the end of that last call, which was very creepy.
That was totally unexpected and very weird.
So we were talking about Lindley Street in Bridgeport yesterday. That's up as a podcast. We talked about the Village of the Little People in Waterbury. We talked about Hookman Cemetery. And tribe members are calling in. This is Tim from Waterbury. He has something about the Little People's Village. Tim?
Chaz and AJ, good morning, everybody. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks.
Hey, Tim.
My mom's aunt, who recently passed away, she was the owner of that property. I've been back there many, many times. And my mom's aunt recently passed away, like I said. So my mom now owns that property.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yes.
Can we go there?
Yeah, you can go there. You can't drive in too far. There's like a gate there, and you have to gate. You can walk up and walk through.
AJ, you want to sit in the throne?
Sure. Why not?
Holy crap.
What? Really? Are you kidding me?
I'm in our throne over here.
Yeah, just as long as folks are respectful, you tuck your pants into your socks because there are ticks. But yeah. Otherwise, yeah, it's a nice hike. It's a beautiful area. It's a really nice hike. And right against I-84, you'd never think it.
We could do a little Village People dance over there. YMCA, sir.
There's actually talk that the city wants to buy that property, because I believe they want to run a highway through there.
Well,
yeah, that's what everybody's saying. That would be the new exit 17 for I-84.
Exactly.
And it would go right through the Village of the Little People.
It's like a Chunky Mel camp song.
All right, hold on 1 second, Tim. Let's grab your number. We have like 2 minutes. Let's take Mike from Waterford. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
What do you got, Mike?
I got one in when I used to live up in the Manchester, Glastonbury area, Del Reeves Road. It would be in the Portland, Glastonbury. I forget the name of that state forest. Long dirt road. A lot of spooky activity out there. I remember growing up as a kid and seeing. Didn't know if you had anything on that one.
Is that Gay City State Park?
Wait, what?
It is. It's adjacent to it. It
What's
runs
it called?
On the side, but it's Del Reeves Road.
No, what did Michael say?
Yeah, what park?
Oh, there's a ghost town in a state park. It's the family that lived there, the Gay family, and it's Gay State Park. And yes, that place is supposedly haunted as well. You'll see a little family plot, cemetery, and it is very spooky because of the factory ruins there. I mean, it's a beautiful site. It's a beautiful pond. But when you go there, you do get a vibe when you walk through that state park. And this is the perfect time to go. I mean, sadly, because of COVID, you can spread out, and it's a beautiful hike. You'll take that away. But when you go through it, you do get some kind of vibe that something is going on there.
Well, I looked
up... Go ahead.
I looked up pictures, and it almost looks like there's like a little tunnel, like in this brick wall.
Mm-hmm. The old... yeah, that's where the dam is that powered the wheels for the
damn tunnel
there.
Yeah.
Gay City State Park.
Yeah, I'm moving over here.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, it's a really beautiful spot in the state, and it's what makes it even more of an attraction.
All right, Michael, we're going to have you back on. We're linked up to your books. This is getting a lot of calls on this. So, Wicked Bridgeport, Wicked New Haven.